Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
Under President Obama, we had a bull market that may be tougher under President Trump.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Stocks registered big gains during the 8 years of Barack Obama's administration, and that could be a hard act for President Donald Trump to follow. A big reason is that you have to remember where stocks were when Obama took office in 2008. There are other reasons for this, and joining us is Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Justin Lehart. Justin, 2008 was, of course, the year of the financial crisis, and stocks were dirt cheap, weren't they?
Yeah, they were seriously cheap. And then when President Barack Obama came in early 2009, they were even cheaper.
Right.
Really, the buying opportunity of maybe not of a lifetime, but of many years.
It was a great time to get back in the market at that point. How much did stocks gain throughout President Barack Obama's two terms?
166%.
Now, that's a nice round number. So what was the price-earnings ratio at the time that he took office?
So it traded about 11 times expected earnings when he came in. Now it trades at about 17 times. So it went from cheap, pretty cheap, to fairly expensive.
Right. But, that doesn't compared to the dot-com bubble when everybody was out of their minds thinking stocks would never come
down. No. I mean, obviously, we're not in kind of mindless territory in terms of stock valuation now. But there are other ways of looking at it. So another way to look at the value of stocks is to compare it to GDP, right? What is the market cap of U.S. stocks compared to GDP? And on that basis, it's about 166% of GDP now, or somewhere around there. That's getting pretty close to where it was at the dot-com peak. That's not based on that. That's part of that is just the price.
Yeah.
Another part of that is what's happened with profit margins. So profit margins are really, really fat right now, fatter than they were back then during the dot-com bubble. And the question that you have, so when you look at that valuation measure, it kind of captures the price element. It also captures this fat profit margin element. So one thing you have to wonder is, well, what's going to happen to profit margins in the years ahead? Can they continue to expand as they expanded under Barack Obama?
Right. And that's important because during that time, most of the money did flow to companies. That's where the cash went, and it wasn't really widely shared.
Yeah. And that was obviously that's part of the phenomena of Mr. Trump becoming president of the United States, right? That people felt left behind. Right. Because more money was flowing toward shareholders than was flowing towards other folks.
I'm speaking with Justin Lehart. He is Heard on the Street columnist for The Wall Street Journal. And you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm speaking with Justin Lehart of The Wall Street Journal. You write, related to what we were just talking about, that another reason we're unlikely to see the same outsized gains in the stock market is that wages are rising. Things have changed.
Yeah, things have changed. I mean, consider where was the unemployment rate or just the level of unemployment when Mr. Obama came in, right? It was, it got up to 10%. Now we're down below 5%, right? There may be some more people who could come into the labor force, but we are starting to see things are getting tighter for companies. If they want to hire people who are qualified to do the work that they want to do, they may have to pay more, right? So we're starting to see wages rise. And this is part of the promise, right, is that we're going to make things better for workers. There are other things, right, that you know, companies haven't really been spending that much on capital spending. Well, if things are going to get better, they're going to have to start spending more. So all of these things are sort of costs rising, and that puts pressure on profit margins. So it seems unlikely that profit margins are going to go up. So if profit margins can't go up, it's really going to take the economy to move stocks along. So stocks might be able to go up. I mean, stocks can still go up, right? But it's going to be the economy, the growth in the economy, in charge of how much they can go up. And there is also the risk that profit margins come down a bit, right? So then you need even more economic growth to get stocks to keep going, right? So it's not saying stocks can't keep going up, but to have the kind of great gains that Mr. Obama had. I mean, really, there's only two presidents in the last 100 years who had better gains. One was Bill Clinton during his administration, and the other one was Calvin Coolidge. I mean, both of these people, they were president when there were stock market bubbles.
Yes.
Right? It's really hard to have that kind of performance again.
Can we speculate as to what President Trump might do to goose the economy?
Well, he said the things that he's going to do, right? He says that he's going to roll back regulation, right? That we're going to have a lower corporate tax rate, that we're going to have more infrastructure spending, right? So all of those things should lower costs and boost profit margins. And then on the other side, you know, we do have these concerns about well, what's he going to do on trade? And some of the things on trade could definitely lean the other way, sort of a more anti-trade agenda, especially when you consider S&P companies or the public companies earn so much of their money overseas,
yeah.
Right? So it's very, very, you know, so you have to remember it's not just what's going on in the U.S., it's what's going on in the world, and it's going on what's going on with the U.S.'s relationship with the world that really determines the level of corporate profits.
So Mr. Trump has a tough task if he wants to follow the act of President Obama, you know, as far as the stock market is concerned.
As far as the stock market goes, for sure, right? Is that his focus? Right now it seems to, you know, I think he's very focused on the economy. So if you can get the economy really moving, right, stocks can go up. But again, probably not as much as they did under Mr. Obama.
Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Justin Lehart, thanks a lot for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.